Lord God, thank you for this beautiful summer's day. Thank you for your grace and goodness to us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the source of love and life. Thank you, Lord God, that you bless us in abundance. We pray, Heavenly Father, that through your holy word this morning, we can learn more about your blessing of Sabbath so that we can draw closer to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As a Christian, or even if you're not yet fully committed to knowing Jesus Christ as Lord, or you're even inquiring about who this person Jesus is, I wonder, as a Christian or whether or not a Christian, I wonder what you think about the idea of Sabbath rest. Let's put it more traditionally, prior to changes in secular government laws over the years, Sunday rest, or a day of rest within the week that we have. I wonder what you think of as rest. Collapse on the sofa, perhaps? Lying on a beach? Gosh, for all of us here, not with a beach nearby, that sounds rather nice, doesn't it? Nice hot bath. There you are, Dan, had a nice hot bath. That sounds a good one. Gardening. Maybe for some of you it's gardening, getting refreshment from that. Watching telly. Bungee jumping. What is Sabbath rest for you? I mentioned earlier, last week, Helen started us out on this short summer series. And we are in peak holiday time now, aren't we? Hence, the congregation that we're here now, many people are away on holidays and the streets are quiet. We are in peak holiday time. I wonder what is helping people have Sabbath rest. And when we started with Helen last week, we reflected on what is Sabbath. And we reflected on our need to stop. And that we're also, this Sabbath, that Sabbath is a commandment from God. Indeed, the longest commandment. Sabbath is holy, we were reminded. It is what God did at the end of his work of creation. And what God does. Because it's part of who he is. So this week, in thinking more about Sabbath for the next few minutes, we're going to go beyond stop to reflect on rest. I'm just going to read from the Lectio 365 prayer, morning prayer. There was a lovely beginning to this on Sabbath, so I'm taking the liberty of adding to my sermon by reading that, if I may. In this Lectio 365, this is a great prayer resource produced by 24/7 Prayer. And I use this app, and as many others do, and it's great for reflective prayer, morning, noon, and night. I can tell you more about that if you'd like to know. But anyway, in our reading this morning, it said, Sabbath is a reminder that rest is an essential part of the rhythm of creation. To Sabbath, to take time off in the middle of life's many demands, is an act of faith and trust. I choose to lay down my burdens and responsibilities because I believe that it is God who maintains all things, not me. I find that really helpful. What is rest for you? What stops you from being restful? Less. We're following some material on Sabbath produced by a Christian called John Mark Comer. And John Mark Comer says, our spiritual journey begins with desire. A desire to find something that brings meaning and purpose. A desire to find rest from the frantic hamster wheel of life. When I say hamster wheel of life, for those of you who might not know this phrase, just imagine a hamster in its cage going round and round and round and round and round. We have a desire often to get off that wheel, don't we? We have a desire, I believe, even if we don't yet know it, for the rest that only Jesus can bring. That only knowing Jesus Christ can bring. Let's think for a moment about that word desire. Desire for things. Desire for peace. Desire for rest. Desire for more things. Desire for lesser things. We're turning out frantically all the time. Or whatever it might be, a desire seems to be driving our lifestyles, doesn't it? A desire for something all the time. But this sort of desire, of course, is a desire that is never, ever satisfied. And living with unsatisfied desires is a feature of the way that this world runs. On we go again, a desire for more profits, a desire for better jobs, a desire for the best school, a desire for better clothes, a desire for a nicer car, a desire for everything to be tidier. That's a no-win one ever. A desire for less slugs on our cabbages. A desire for computers to be less complicated. A desire to get rid of more stuff. A desire to get more stuff. I wonder what is on, if I went round to your houses and asked you to produce for me your to-do list on the back of an envelope or whatever it might be, I wonder what would be on it. Added to that, your desires. And of course, a desire for more rest, which seems so hard to properly find within that context. It is never ending. No wonder the Rolling Stones sang, "I can't get no satisfaction." Can never get there, can you? And this constant battle with desire, Whitcomber points out, has been manipulated and used by our society to gain more profit. Just think about adverts. What are all the advertising about? On television, on the media, wherever it is. Playing on our endless desires. This desire, which has been manipulated and used by our society, ends up putting us in a constant battle. And it is absolutely exhausting. It is a constant struggle, which means that the rest, real rest, always seems out of touch. The result for every single one of us, when we get into this hamster wheel, suffering of some sort, stress, emotional ups and downs, exhaustion, however we react to these things. It's not a great result, is it? The result? That word I said earlier, restlessness. Restlessness. And be in no doubt, friends, we are in a fight. We are in a fight, as the Bible says, against the principalities and powers of this world. We are in a spiritual battle. Remember what Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, not against enemies of flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. This is why in the Bible we are then encouraged to put on the full armour of God. In Ephesians we read about that. The full armour of God every day to protect us in this battle. And the way we fight against the struggle of restlessness and this hamster wheel of life spinning round and round and round, which is so hard to get off, the way we fight against the struggle of restlessness is with Sabbath. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you know, whenever I read that passage, I feel like crying. It feels like a release every single time I read it. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is with Jesus, and only Jesus, that anyone can find true Sabbath rest. Rest from those never-ending desires of always feeling obliged to be doing something more or seeking something more, whatever it is. The Ten Commandments appears twice in the Bible, in the book of Exodus and here in Deuteronomy. And in Deuteronomy, our reading this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 5. So just a reminder, I said that the Ten Commandments appears twice in the Bible, once in Exodus and here in Deuteronomy. And this moment here in Deuteronomy is just as the Israelites were about to enter the Promised Land, having been traveling in the wilderness for so long, following their deliverance from slavery in Egypt. In Exodus, when it refers to this, it says, remember the Sabbath. Here, verse 12, if you want to have a look at it, it says, observe the Sabbath day and keep it holy. They are just about to enter the Promised Land after that long time in the wilderness, after that deliverance from slavery. And God is getting his people ready to practice this, to make Sabbath time within their new lives and their new home special. To make Sabbath special so that it doesn't get lost in the ordinary and everyday. Also here in Deuteronomy, in contrast to Exodus, we're reminded that God rested at the end of creation. Here in Deuteronomy 5, verse 15, God reminds his people that they are no longer slaves. They're no longer slaves to other people and to other forces, but they are rescued and they are free. Slaves don't get any rest, but free people can and do. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Sabbath rest is a fully integrated and essential part of God's saving plan for the world. Salvation. His saving grace for you and for me. It's not an optional extra. It is an essential key part of what God ordained for a good and right and true purpose. And it's so easy. Me as much as anybody else. For all of us to become daily slaves of the frantic ways of the world. Slaves to dissatisfaction. Slaves to restlessness. Slaves to the exhaustion. And in and with Jesus, we can be completely freed from this bondage. Some of you may be old enough to remember, some of you won't be. The great sadness I remember when Sunday trading was introduced in this country, in the UK, under the major government it was at that time, but all governments were doing it, in many other, but not all, parts of the developed world. Another attack by the dark principalities and powers against a natural rhythm of rest, something which helped us as a society find that Sabbath. an attack against the goodness and the wholeness and the completeness and the satisfaction we find in knowing and following Jesus, and where we find rest for our souls. Godly rest. Contentment in knowing Jesus and that he loves us and came to save us from this enslavement. Godly rest is resistance to all that God wants, to all that the world wants to keep us in slavery and as slaves. In Christ, says the Bible, is perfect freedom. John Mark Comer, who has so written about this, says, the end goal of Sabbath is not to say, I practice Sabbath. He says, it's to apprentice unto Jesus, to become a person who is marked by an inner spirit of restfulness, who is calm, at ease in their own body, unhurried, kind, and present. You'll become aware of what God is doing around you, he says, sincerely grateful, emotionally healthy, and delighted by the goodness of your life with God. A person who is like a rock in a sea of chaos, unmoved by the overwork, overconsumption, and overactivity of our host culture, misses out on Sabbath. A person we are who is like a rock within that world, that sea of chaos, rather than missing out on Sabbath. Sabbath rest is, if you like, a breaking of the world's addictions. There's not a single person here who does not fall prey to something from the world and from life that is addictive. Chocolate. I'm sure I have an addiction to sweet things. Sabbath rest is breaking from the world's addictions. And with the power of Jesus, we can all do this. So to end today, some questions and some space to reflect.